Well, I got to be honest here. Hey, I'm honest all the time, but I really got to be honest here. I don't know what to think anymore. You know, I am so tired of this emotional swing with this virus. One day it's good, one day it's terrible, one day the world's ending, one day, nope, we got some hope. So I hear, you know, baseball announces it in its last round of testing, like over 10,000 people. Six positive tests, like 0.05% tested positive. Great news. Great news. And then I hear the Pirates announcing that Gregory Polanco has tested positive. Derek Shelton just announcing it at the top of the hour. Apparently, Polanco gave him permission to do so. The Pirates and baseball have taken the stance that if the player doesn't want it announced, it doesn't have to be announced and it can't be talked about. So Shelton, at his briefing today, this afternoon, said, yep, Polanco has the virus. He's been quarantined to protect himself from spreading it to the rest of the team. I don't know what that means in terms of will he be able to play next week? Will he be ready to play in the exhibition? Not in the exhibition game, I wouldn't think Saturday, but in the first opening game next Friday. First opening game, how about that? Is that a little redundant? In the opening game next Friday night in St. Louis? I don't know what to think. And then on top of that, last night the Pirates placed Keona Kella on the injured list. Won't talk about that one. Won't say why. Apparently Kella has not given permission to talk about it publicly. But he's out. Now the Pirates are looking for a closer just a week before the season starts, because Shelton all along has been very adamant that his closer is going to be Keona Kella. Well, not now. Kella hasn't been a part of spring training 2.0 at all. So you got to find a new closer. Is it going to be Nick Burdi? Maybe. Oh, man, the last time I saw Nick Burdi pitch, I saw him grab his arm and sob on the mound. One of the worst injuries I've ever seen, at least a player's reaction to the injury. But he's back and looking great. Is it going to be Kyle Crick? He's closed occasionally before. So the Pirates will have somebody trying to close out these games. But they may not have Kella and they may not have Polanco next Friday night. Those are two pretty significant losses for the Pirates. And what's amazing to me is baseball overall is encouraged with the announcement today. Six out of over 10,000 cases. That's remarkable. Remarkably good. And I know it can change it all the time. And hopefully, you know, Polanco, you know, at least Kella has not been around. So hopefully Polanco won't be spreading this or hasn't spread it to anybody. They do have him isolated. But, you know, great news overall for baseball, but not good news for the Pirates. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the exhibition game tomorrow night. I'm really looking forward to the season. Hopefully they get through it. I don't know how the Pirates are going to do. I think they have a better chance in 60 games than they would in 162. They might be more equipped for a sprint than a marathon. But not off to a good start, that's for sure. During the respite, you know, between spring training one, spring training two, they lose Chris Archer, surgery. They lose Edgar Santana, who's going to be a part of their bullpen, suspension. Now it looks like they're going to be without Kella for a while and perhaps without Polanco. So I don't know how to feel. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Football, I'm starting to really feel a lot down. I read that Jason Lockenfora CBS Sports has talked to, he claims, a bunch of NFL general managers in the last day or two, and every single one of them thinks there's going to be a delay to the opening of training camp. Rookies at Kansas City, Houston, expected to report next Monday. Training camp's opening July 28th, I believe, for the Steelers. And now all these GMs are saying the start of training camp will be delayed. There's still so much negotiation to do. I agreed with Andrew Bogish's Sports Minute saying NFL had the gift of time on its side, but now no longer does. They're running out of time. And you wonder if they're going to be able to work out the agreements with the Players Association. You know, one exhibition game, two exhibition games, no exhibition games. How often are the players tested? Every day, every other day. What is the opt-out procedure? Do the players get paid? Do they get paid so much if a family member is susceptible to extra problems because of COVID? You know, what happens if a player comes to camp and he gets sick? Is that considered a non-football injury? Does the teams have to pay him? There's still so much to talk about with the owners and players and why they haven't moved further down the road. I don't know. The players wanted, you know, to divide up. You know, everybody's taking a hit, obviously, financially here, including the NFL, and it's going to have to do its games theoretically without fans. Going to lose just millions and millions. The league wants each team to cut $40 million from its budget. The players saying, no, let's spread this out over 9 years from 22 to 30. Don't do all the pain right now. You know, the owners had said, let's put 30%, 35% in escrow. The players say, of their salaries, you got to be kidding. So there's still a long way to go with this stuff. J.J. Watt tweeting out about it, we want to play, but we want to be safe. You know, we have no idea what the protocol is yet. We have no idea about the exhibition games. We have no idea what happens if somebody gets sick. And then he finishes his tweet was with, we want to play. Cam Hayward, who one of the smartest, sharpest, best people I've been around in sports in all my years here, he tweets out, quote, our risk and our protections should not be compromised. If the NFL wants us to play, don't just protect the shield, protect us. In other words, don't just make decisions based on your $15 billion industry. You got to make, you got to protect us as well. And there still seems to be a lot of stuff going on there. You know, and then I talked earlier about Mark Emmert, the NCAA president, saying all the data is going in the wrong direction. If we want to be college sports in the fall, we need to get a better handle on the pandemic. So when it comes to football, I'm in the tank, man. I'm just really wondering, especially college, how they're going to be able to get this thing going. And then I read Lock and Fora's report that every GM he talked to has said they see no way that the NFL is going to be opening training camp on time. So I don't know how you feel. I'd love to hear from you how you're dealing with all this. 412-928-9370. That's also our Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. I'm spent emotionally with this. I really am. I mean, I just as soon as I feel good, I read that the release from Major League Baseball, 6 tests out of 10,000 in most recent testing, only 6 positives. And then at the virtually the same time, Derek Shelton announces that Gregory Polanco has tested positive for the coronavirus. I'd love to hear from you before we call it an afternoon at 2 o'clock, 412-928-9370. You also can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. It's driven by Jim Shorkey Kia in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. It's Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. I'd love to hear from you. You've heard me talk. A sports show is best when there's two-way conversation, so I'd really love to hear from you. Again, the number's 412-928-9370. I'm Ron Cook. It's Cook and Joe minus Joe, but he will be back on Monday. Don't worry about that on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.